Well, I need the Shashin. I never have the thing open. Because for what? Just for what? Susan. Is that Loner? What's poppin'? Brand new whip, just hopped in. Ooh. It's so bright. It's like the sun. Man, it's like the sun. And I'm not doing this light makeup shit anymore. I'm not letting you trick me into doing it. Damn, that looks bad. Oh, man, I look terrible. I look tired. I apologize. I'm not tired. I am tired. I'm exhausted, but I'm here. Let's have a Friday. I got a bunch of topics, but I realized that I didn't get the story on Amazon being sued by the FTC. And I wanted to add the story about Fresh and Fit falling apart, so maybe I'll freestyle it. Let me freestyle it. Let's see what we can do if we freestyle it. Just come in there and just start. What happened? What was gross? What'd I do? We haven't really started until the music starts, so just shut up, bro. We're pre-podding. This is pre-pod. So I realized that I'm not a fucking anchor, nor do I want to be a journalist. I'm a podcaster with a talk show. That's how I got to present that. I think I've maybe said that. Maybe I said that. Did I say that? I don't know. Did I tell you that we moved? Can you tell? It's just a little bit different, but you can't tell. Can't tell. All right, let me get this music playing. We're not on Facebook anymore because Zuckerberg don't want to pay, so fuck that. We got fired in February. Still playing my music because that's how YouTubers pays. It pays me when I plays it. Yeah. Where's it at? Why did you do such a... I don't even have a joke. I'm not ready for today. No. I told myself I wouldn't look that way yet. Damn it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Xavier. Lavo. Xavier.
Oh.
Lavo.
Xavier. I tell you, I'm fucking exhausted. I'm so sorry.
Lavo.
Already knew that he gifted on the horn of the wave. We hit it concave. Up for days. True insomnia. I really don't sleep. I do them shits like every day. Hey. I won't say that I'm rich. Till I see 20 M's. Thought I would have it by now. 31, only 3.5 million right now. I need a milli right now. Take them down to that boogie down. Uptown or downtown. East side, LV like 2233. Eastwood Avenue where I show my ass in that brand new all black on black. How you like that?
I'm in the studio.
When them cops came, I was balls out.
This is the what we built this with the house.
It wasn't me.
Lavo, it's Kasabian. Kasabian Lavo One. Yeah. What's going on, beautiful people? My name is Kasabian Lavo. Welcome back to the Kasabian Lavo Show, live from Las Vegas. I will be your host with talent on loan from God. We built the soundstage at my house because I got tired of driving to the studio. So this is at my house. And then my studio is upstairs. The other upstairs. I am working on music, man. I've just been down. I don't feel like anybody's going to listen. I don't know. My son said he wants to start making beats. And I'm like, bro, I don't like when my kids play with music. Like, it ain't fun to play with. Damn it. Go play with fucking Xbox. Like, don't come in here. This shit is not fun. You know how this shit goes. But I'm just not inspired. I don't know. I have ideas. I sing. I write. You know what I mean? I rap. Just nothing's coming. I don't know. I'm going to do something. So we got a couple topics, but I don't know if I got all the stories. Now, ChatGPT might have, because ChatGPT wrote my... Damn it, my son was in here fucking with my shit. All right. ChatGPT might have wrote the, well, they wrote the monologue, but it might have wrote it right. Like, wrote it, sound like I'm saying wrote a rooter. I don't know. Everything fit. What the fuck did the baby do? I don't know. Everything feels like it moved. Yeah, now that I'm home, my son has access. I'm scared to, like, my oldest son played with music, but he played with it the wrong way. Like, he started making almost parody music and joke music with like his cousins and shit. And they would like talk back and forth at each other, but never took it serious. And never, like, we never even had, like, it was so disrespectful that he didn't take it serious. Cause like, I would have been right there. And, you know, I mean, that'd have been dope, but nah, he just joked about it and then got mad at me. I swear to God, it feels like the baby changed my whole shit. I don't know. Everything sounds weird as fuck. I don't know. Anyway, I hope that we could bond over music. I think that shit would be dope as fuck. I would love to see what his little talent brings. The thing is, though, like, you should know your kids, right? Meaning, like, I know my son, and I'm just not sure if he's musical. You feel me? Like, I want him to be. I would love to see it. It's just there's certain things that I think you have to, you know, obtain before you can say, yo, I just want to do, like, you can try. I would love to see you try, but that's an expensive fucking hobby if you don't know how to make something out of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you understand where I'm going with it. I want to see what he does. And then when we get there and it looks like he's definitely putting, he has to put himself in a position where it looks like he don't want me to help. That'll make me feel better. Do you feel me? I don't know. I just want to see what he's got, but I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it. I never really wanted my kids to get into this shit, so it's interesting to see, but we'll see how that goes. Can I get into the show now? Do I gotta keep talking about this shit? Can we get into the news? Let's get into what ChatGPT wrote for us today. Me and you need to do music. I need something to inspire me, bro. Hey,
I do it on my lonely. When you want top, 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 it get lonely.
Hey, I do it on my lonely. I'm sorry, y'all. It's just, damn it, music is tough, man. And it's hard to tell people to love it when you get jaded. Like, I loved what I did. I had an amazing time, but I'm not done, I don't think. And that's what Loner be telling me and reminding me. I'm not done. I got shits to do. What's going on, beautiful people? Welcome to the Kasabian Lavo Show. Tonight we have a lineup of fan. I don't like how it wrote that. I thought we were going to change that. Okay. ChatGPT writes, like, fancy people words, and although fascinating sounds dope, it doesn't sound like me. I would never say fascinating. All right. What's going on, beautiful people? Welcome to the Kasabian Lavo Show. Tonight we have a lineup of fascinating show that'll surely captivate your attention. And I feel like they wrote that wrong. But either way, I would never say that. So we let ChatGPT, I don't know if I told y'all, ChatGPT now writes the intro monologue, and then we get into the stories that we cover that we pull quote. So what you get to see now is a little bit of AI, a little bit of rock and roll. And it's dope how I utilize it to help my little freestyle. It's dope as fuck. Excuse me. Ooh, see, I got gas and shit too. It's Friday. Let's get to it. First off, we have a story involving the CEO of Chick-fil-A, a figurehead of the popular fast food chain whose recent actions have sparked discussion and controversy. It's odd to see people do this type of shit, and I don't know if it's a white people thing or like an older, I don't know. There's like a generation of white people that like are apologizing for a lot of shit they shouldn't, saying stupid shit like what this guy said. Let's see if we talk about that today. Following that, prepare to be moved by soulful melodies of a talented young woman. What? Whose pregnant song captured the essence of her. Who the fuck? Is she pregnant? Hold up. Wait, what? Hey, the girl that sings the area code song, is she pregnant? Because ChatGPT just said that she was pregnant. Oh, shit. I don't even know her name. It's like Sky or some shit. She's not pregnant. She just, we're going to talk about the girl that wrote the area code song and said she don't know who the fuck Ludacris is. In the realm of sports, we'll explore the unexpected departure of Shannon Sharpe, a renowned sports commentator whose absence from the screen has left fans curious and intrigued as to where he goes. And sadly, we dive into the tragic news of DC Young Fly's wife. I didn't want to cover this. This type of shit fucks me up. But, you know, rest in peace to the young lady. And you know, fuck. In these times, I just pray for peace. And I pray that you find peace, because that's the only way that you'll be able to move forward with things like this. But, yeah, DC Young Fly's wife passed away. Miss Jackie O. Rest in peace to her. I'm not too familiar. Whew, but that one's tough. That one is definitely tough. I'm sorry. Am I peaking by chance? I don't know if I am. I know I can't really hear myself too well. But her untimely passing has left the world mourning and reflecting on how fragile life is, and is this shit really worth it, huh? But amidst the somber moments, we bring you an update on the multi-talented Jamie Foxx and find out it's not a good update. We find out that it has to do with COVID. And interestingly enough, if this is true, this might be a real bombshell of a story. Jamie, I don't even know how to like get into that. So Jamie Foxx is possibly, and this is all alleged, I don't even fucking know anymore. I thought he was fine. But apparently Jamie Foxx got the COVID shot, then had a brain aneurysm, which caused him to have a stroke, which left him partially blind and partially paralyzed. Wow. Wow. You know, that's, man, that's scary. If Jamie Foxx fell ill due to the COVID shot, oof. I don't know how that's supposed to go. I wish Jamie a speedy recovery, and I hope he's well. At this point, it's none of my fucking business, but this story hit and just took off like hot fucking grease. And if this is real, yeesh. All right, moving on to topics that grip the world's attention. We'll shed light on the enigmatic figure of, Epstein. Jeffrey Epstein. And the controversial Island Boys. Have y'all seen the picture going around of Jeffrey Epstein and the Island Boys? Let me ask you, do you think that's AI, or do you think that really happened? Some say it's AI. Some say that that shit really happened. And I think that that is horrible. I don't even know how to explain it. Like, those fucking kids don't surprise me. If it was real, doesn't surprise me. Now, if it's not real, fine. Oh, an update on Dani Leigh as well. She ran over a man on a scooter and broke his bike, or broke his back. His bike too. Fucking scooter's fucked. That's not nice. No matter how hot she looked in her fucking jail picture. Oh man. But yeah, the Island Boys might have been there, but you know, AI is funny. AI is funny. Our next story takes us into the realm of boxing, where we uncover the shocking truth, turning events that have led the shocking turning of events. God, I can't fucking read. The shocking turning of events that have left. I'm making fun of myself. We're going to dive into boxing news. Gervonta Davis has gone to jail. Gervonta Davis was actually on house arrest and has now gone to jail from something that happened in 2021. It's a 60-day sentence. I hope he gets time served. Hopefully he's out in like 2 weeks. But why? It was just all of a sudden. They just picked up Gervonta, told him to go to court, and then they put him in jail. I hope he gets out. The champ got shit to do. Free the champ. We don't got time for that shit. Free the champ. I ain't got time for that. Now it's time to address the burning question in everybody's mind. Is Dibson Idrit, Dibson Alba, Dibson, Franklin, is Franklin praying to the devil? He said he did. Franklin said he prayed to the devil to make him famous, or to get the snowfall job. I don't know how I feel about that. That shit kind of, that's kind of weird. Like, can somebody make that make sense? Is that real? Like, was that cap? Is that just him fucking with us? Because if that was real, that's kind of fucking disgusting. Like, I'm not even... I can't play with that. I feel like he's full of shit. Maybe it's like some British shit. I don't know. I asked Susan. She was like, I have never heard nothing like that in my life. So, hopefully he's not playing with the devil. And then looking into the future, we explore, I don't know why it's not moving, the possibility of the real estate bust that looms on the horizon and a potential event that could be far-reaching and consequential for homeowners and investors alike. And as a matter of fact, we have a... He ain't hit nobody. Stay hating. Wait, y'all stay. Stop, yo. Hold up. I want to talk about this real estate bust that might be happening and all these real estate scams. Let's really dive into this. And shifting gears, we're going to turn our attention to the world of politics where the Republicans engage in spirited debate, showcasing their diversity of opinions within the party. We shall hope. What actually came out was the rules, and you know we got to get into it. And in the realm of education, we delve into the ongoing discussion surrounding the Joe Biden student loan forgiveness fucking debacle is what we should call it. This topic has sparked heated debate and it's finally come to an end. Pay your fucking student loans. That's right. The student loans that were paused in 2020 have now come to roost. The government cannot continue to fund your shitty education. So you have to pay the loan. I know that sucks. We should have never gave the government the power to fund education in this fashion. They should fund college different, like just fucking pay the teacher so you don't have to pay for college. Instead, when you go to school and you get that shitty degree that doesn't really mean anything, but it costs you $200,000 and you got to pay that shit for the rest of your fucking life, hey man, that sucks. But you know what? If you keep on driving enough, you'll get enough hours and shit and you'll be able to pay that shit down. And that's going to happen to a lot of people. I'm not even sure if we took the whole story down, but I'm going to tell you, that shit was scary. That is terrifying. Do you understand how many people haven't paid student loans? Like, everybody's like free of student loans. There's so many things that people have gotten comfortable with that are going to be taken away due to the just COVID being over, like completely financially over, right? There's no more fucking COVID support for anything. COVID is completely tapped out. It's become a thing of the past. And everybody that has done so well seems to be doing so bad. Then we step into the world of tech where we bring you an update on Amazon and the FTC lawsuit, focusing on issues of privacy and the legitimacy between the legal battle that may have one of the worlds that may have been for... What the fuck? That was written wrong. This is going to be a huge legal battle for Amazon. This privacy issue with kids, not cool. I don't have an Alexa in my home. I don't even keep my TV on the Wi-Fi. I don't like that idea. I kind of like the idea of the build the TV. Have y'all seen that where they put together the LED panels and just put your TV together? I think Floyd Mayweather showed off his house. Jake Paul showed off his. I think I want something like that, but I want to see it being built because I'm afraid of how many cameras they could put in one of those things. But I definitely would rather have something like that hooked up with my Apple TV as opposed to having a device that's monitoring me just over it. You know what I'm saying? If Amazon was really watching people's Ring doorbells without permission and then having conversations with kids and storing those conversations, that's not your fucking job. Like that, what? I don't know, but that's weird. And I think y'all deservingly should take this lawsuit and figure things out. That's weird. I'm high as shit and my eyes hurt like fuck. But hey, we're going to push on through it because we're not no fucking quitters. I got sugar tits from Matrix, Las Vegas, Nevada. So if you're in Las Vegas, Nevada, and you need a good dab, get you sugar tits from Matrix. They have it at Cultivate. It's on sale. It's like $12. It's not bad, and it's a fucking schmacker. Lastly, we leave you with a mouthwatering story as we delve into the culinary delights. Discover the latest venture of Raymond John. FUBU and Mr. Shark Tank himself as he takes on the art of barbecuing with his signature style. And he adds, no, ChatGPT got that wrong. Raymond John, or it's Damon. Wasn't it Damon? It's not Raymond, it's Damon John. Damon John has purchased a barbecue company, or, you know, they made a shark deal. This has been flooded all over TikTok for probably the past fucking like week and a half, okay? For some reason, this family is upset with what Damon John has done for their company. They believe that he's short-shitting them, and the company made like $14 million, and that's crazy fucking bread when I know they weren't making that before him. But all I can say is this. We're going to cover the story. These people are spending probably hundreds of thousands of dollars on ad space. Because I see this shit more than I see the football player and the old lady, bro. So sit back, relax, enjoy, and let's prepare for an event-filled... I don't like that either. What was the other one? Oh, yeah. I remember the other one. Haha. See what I did? Fuck dabs. What? No. So sit back, relax, and prepare for an evening filled with captivating stories, thought-provoking discussion, and a touch of intrigue on the Xavier and Lavo show. Let's do it. So that Chick-fil-A story is fucking weird and disturbing, but at the same time, I think that it's something that we need to really, like, pay attention to. When these CEOs get woke and ruin companies, it's sad to see what might happen to Chick-fil-A. We hope they can recover. But this is disgusting. CEO of Chick-fil-A, fucking weird, dude. That shit is just not, that's not a thing. There's a girl with a song called Area Codes. She said she's never heard of Ludacris. I said, that is fucking ludicrous. I know it's sad to think that people are so young that they don't know of Area Codes as if it wasn't a smash hit by one of the best rappers ever. But today I find out that this child did not know Ludacris. She's very much younger than me. And good for her for being able to come up with a song that sounds just like his. But she don't know him. This is crazy. How the fuck did that happen? It's the girl with the... white boy on my roster, he give me shrimp and pasta. She should have said she got a Puerto Rican on the fucking roster that gives her a fucking headache. That shit would have been better. But, yeah, that's wild. I don't know how she doesn't know that. That's crazy. How do you not know that? How does somebody not play that around you? That's wild, bro. That's wild. Shannon Sharp left his show due to who cares. Shannon Sharp's been crushing it. His podcast is fucking awesome. It's been very captivating. He's had some fucking awesome guests, and he has very, very good conversations. He's a really, really captivating host. He's good. I really like Uncle Sharp. I think he's dope. I'm glad he left. It's time for you to shine and peacock, sir. Do your thing. Don't let nobody hold you back. As far as this DC Young Fly situation with his wife, I just don't want to speak on her. I don't know her. And I feel horrible for him. Just be careful of these operations that y'all put yourselves through. That shit is dangerous. It's a risk every single time you go in there. I'm scared every time I go in for my teeth. I know it doesn't seem as it's so dangerous to get all these surgeries because you see so many people having them, but there's a lot of botched work. Not all that shit looks good. And to be honest, I don't know, man. Love your girls. Girls love. I don't know how to even address y'all with this. I don't know who you do it for. I don't know. None of my business. I'm not a fan of anything. How about that? I don't know nothing, but I feel terrible for DC and his family and his children. Like, this shit's going to be tough. And, they're in our prayers. And rest in peace to the young lady. A Jamie Foxx update is necessary because it's terrifying. So now, allegedly, Jamie had received a COVID shot due to Cameron Diaz because it's her movie set. And he had a brain aneurysm, and that caused him to have a stroke, leaving him partially blind and disabled. Allegedly. This is fucking terrifying. The fact that probably a COVID shot did this leads little to the imagination, because it seems like every single thing that they said wasn't real has become real. It feels like a fucking movie, right? Like, every time you say Alex Jones is crazy, every fucking thing he said became true. Weird, right? Like, I don't even understand how the fuck that shit happens. Like, that, it blows my mind. that, oh man, I feel bad for Jamie. I hope this isn't real, but I don't know. The fuck do I know? I'm so high. I thought the lights just went like on the computer. You ever use your computer and you three fingered it, and or you shrink the mouse and it goes choom and everything disappears? All the studio lights just went choom. So the Epstein's picture with the Island Boys is fake, according to Loner, and he's a good source because he used Google. So it's not real. The Island Boys were not getting diddlied with Epstein and all those nasties. All right, I'm glad they did not go over there and get diddlied with. Gervonta Davis was picked up today. We talked about that. He wildin', bro. I'm telling you, bro, Dabs. Dabs is where it's at. I can't be smoking and fucking on my teeth no more, bro. I'm sticking to Dabs. Fuck that. Let me see. This whole scam situation right now with DJ Envy and all these people that are dealing with losses in real estate. Well, this was coming. Money wasn't going to be free forever. And real estate really isn't to be sold in a group. We have a story today that's a bit long, but it covers a real estate guru that was able to get people to help him invest in his portfolio, grow it. And then as it crashed, he left them broke. It's kind of like the Grant Cardone thing that we're saying, that Grant gets everybody to just buy his shit and he makes the fake sale because they just paid for it themselves. So he's basically the buy and the sell. Strange. Real estate shouldn't be done in groups of people in that fashion at all. Like you shouldn't do small investments in real estate. That doesn't make sense because the loss is always going to be so much bigger. And you really don't have any reassurance that you can protect yourself. In reality, if you ever wanted to help a large group of people get into real estate and become homeowners, you should buy an apartment complex, renovate it, make it a condominium, and then sell each unit, making each person in that community a homeowner. That way, they can build wealth. That's how you should do it. But it's not ever done that way. In reality, these people just want to use you to build their portfolios because to borrow $30 million, you're going to need at least $10 million liquid. And it takes a lot of fucking people to put together $10 million liquid when you don't got it. That's why when that fat motherfucker Caesar was saying that all you need is $20 million to get a 200-unit apartment building, I'm like, are you fucking crazy? You know how hard it is to secure a loan for something like that? Like, you have to be prepared for these loans. Like, there's no ignorance of... there's levels and there's steps to this. You shouldn't skip it. Like, although Cash App has made it easy to invest in stocks, I think that's a little bit better because in the overall, in the grand scheme of things, it's highly regulated. So you can't really affect it. Besides that GameStop shit, even that was still stopped. So you really can't fuck with it. And all they did was buy a shitload of it. And they could have done that in the open market. Well, they couldn't. This is interesting. Now I don't know how I feel about it because I thought it was actually great that you could invest small amounts. And that to me was like, wow, that's so innovative. Like as a child, I never understood investing. I didn't have I didn't have anything waiting for me. Like people are like, oh, your dad left some type of fucking loan for you and it fucking maturated and you got like $100,000 at 30 years old. I ain't get one of those. My family ain't do loans and shit. I'm like the first person to have a credit card. It's the fucking wildest thing ever. I know in 2023 to say stuff like that. But immigrant family, like, what the fuck do you expect? Now, you know, that immigrant family shit. We're so fucking American, bro. All right. I'm not an immigrant. I'm from here. I speak American. God damn it. Anyway, I don't even want to keep talking about that. I'm so fucking pissed off right now. You know why? Because I should have had a trust fund. The fuck didn't I get a trust fund? The fuck were they waiting for? God damn it. Go get a job. I'm telling y'all. Get a fucking job. They playing us out here, bro. They playing the fuck out of us. I really hope that Jamie Foxx did not get hit with that. Anyway, If you ever want to help people in real estate and you really want to make a change in like a bad neighborhood, I suggest looking into converting an apartment complex, like I said, into a condominium. And that way you can sell units and they can become homeowners. That's probably the best way. In my eyes, that was my solution in my head. And I was like, wow, I think that'd be a great way. You would just have to find a bank that will be able to work with these people. It's a process. You would have to work with the city, you know, get together and really put together a solid plan so that you get. Listen, if you're going to rent somewhere for 5 years, you might as well own it for the 5 years and sell it and get some type of money back. Like, I see y'all putting tile and painting apartments and adding all this extra shit. Don't do that in my units. But I see them on TikTok putting up shiny shit and making everything look pretty and cute. Yeah, do it in a condo so that you can sell it. And stop painting countertops. That's not a good idea either. Don't get mad at Envy for fucking selling the courses. Get mad at the people that don't get the part where you're supposed to, like, eject. Just get the information and get. I promise you, it's going to get better because it's going to get so bad for this scamming shit. Once AI is, like, more involved, it's going to get bad. But this shit sucks. I hate hearing how many people are taking losses right now. It's really bad. And I'm trying to make light of it, but I really don't know how to make light of it because I see 2008 happening all over again. Loans are literally flipping on people overnight. Like, oh my God, do you understand how fucking crazy it is to think that people are still doing, they call them floating loans now? That's the new terminology. Oh, it's a floating loan. No, the fuck it isn't a floating loan. It's a fucking, it starts off fixed. And boom, all of a sudden you really get hit in a couple of months with what the fuck your real fucking plan is. Ouch. I saw, oh my God, he literally went from like a 2.9% or a 1.9% overnight. Boom, they hit him with 11 point some shit. Bro, do you understand how heavy it is for your mortgage to change from a 1.9 to a 10 to a 9 to anything? Bro, are you fucking crazy? That's life-changing shit. Oh, and then all of a sudden your student loans hit you too? God damn, bro. It's about to be so fucking bad. It's not even funny. They just passed that new law for the food stamps where you got to have a job to have food stamps. Did y'all know that? That shit's going to affect a lot of fucking people. You got to now, like, let them know how many hours you work, right? That was a part of the bill, the spending bill, was that people that are on food stamps got to show that they work and why they don't work or how many hours they work so that they qualify for the stamps. That's because the government is so broke, they can't fucking keep giving people money. Swear to, bro, it's wild. Fucking wild. Let's get into these stories. I don't know what else I'm supposed to cover. Oh, God damn it, Fresh and Fit. I didn't have it written on a docket. Did y'all see what Fresh and Fit did? Okay. For the past probably week and a half, I don't really talk about Abba and Preach. I fucking love them too. They're awesome. And their beef with, what's that dude's name from Ha Ha Hee Hee? Ethan Klein. Ethan Klein from Hee Hee, Ha Ha, whatever the fuck, has a problem with Abba and Preach. And him and his friend have a podcast, but he's already famous too. So there's like two famous dudes with a podcast. They're podcasters. I don't know them, dude. And no offense to Ethan Klein, but I know Ethan because like Ethan's big shit. Fuck you. I played dumb for the show. You know that when I started, I was too smart and it wasn't working, so we had to dumb it down. You remember that, right? When all we talked was like money and politics and I taught people how to build businesses. People hated that shit. So I got to learn how to do it every once in a while, all right? Because I miss doing that. Like, I would wear a suit for that shit. But I figured if I wore a beautiful do-rag, a silky with some dragons and pink flowers and this McLovin shirt, that it would be easier for me to get my point across. Listen, I'm trying to tell you something. It's tough out here in these streets. It's tough out here in these streets. Don't fucking message. Oh, yeah, I'm not streaming on Facebook. I hate those fake. Hey, did you hear who's in a car accident? Your fucking mom, dude. That's so fucking weird. What does that even mean? Block. I'm only keeping this shit report. I don't know. I'm reporting you for terrorism, harassment. Submit. I don't even know this bitch. Oh, I need to submit examples. Call me names. Call me fat. And that's how you get rid of a fucking whatever that is. Stop sending stupid ass messages. Anyway, yeah, I'm very ghetto. Oh, yo, the AFC, fuck, stupid weed. Hey, that Amazon FTC lawsuit scares the fuck out of me because Amazon is a ginormous company, and that shit is that's wild. Anyway, let's get into these stories. My bad, too low. And now, the news. Shh, sizzling. All right, you guys. First story, y'all, I hate you guys. Y'all, it's y'all. I don't like saying you guys. You guys, and I always go, and you girls. It's just y'all. First story is out of Vibe magazine. Damon John has filed for a temporary restraining order against the former Shark Tank contestant who claimed he failed to properly compensate them in according with their business agreement. These people did not get tricked at all. According to ET, John requested the order against Al Bubba Baker, his wife Sabrina Baker, and their daughter Brittany Bo Baker. Get the fuck. The family accused the entrepreneur of cutting them off of profits and business meetings in an attempt to overtake their Bubba's Q boneless baby back rib food truck. This temporary restraining order is due to the Baker's blatant actions to undermine a business partnership and the legal parameters they agreed to 4 years ago, Rosenfeld told an outlet in a statement. Rosenfeld is the attorney for Damon John. They believe that they can unwind poor business decisions through slanderous social media posts and articles, and this will no longer be tolerated. According to a report by Los Angeles Times, the Baker said they were offered $300,000 for a 30% stake in the Bubba's Q boneless baby back ribs business following their appearance on Shark Tank back in 2013. They claimed that John later revisited their terms of agreement, offering the Bakers $100,000 for 35% stake in the company, a significantly less lucrative deal than initially offered. Listen, you could have walked away. You should have just walked away at that point. The family also believes they've only been compensated for 4% of the $16 million in revenue Bubba's cute boneless baby back ribs has grossed during that time. And Al Baker has been excluded from multiple meetings and major decisions involving the business. Now, listen, it seems like you should just be in the kitchen. I don't know. That's how I feel. Don't get mad. I just hate seeing your fucking videos all over my TikTok. I just don't give a fuck. I don't think y'all got swindled. The point where he went and changed the contract on you, you should have walked away happily, bowed the fuck out, and just did your thing. It wasn't like any other shark was going to offer you anything. And if you felt like the business wasn't going to work, there's proper channels to handle it. Going online and doing that fuck shit, they didn't do nothing but just get a bunch of people riled up for no fucking reason. And you made it look like Damon fucking John is going out here just robbing people. He didn't rob you. You just probably don't understand the terms of the agreement. If that business made $14 million, I'm sure you've been compensated well. And I want to know how much of that, you know what I mean? I don't know. If he only owns 35%, you still own a majority stake. So what? A large majority stake, unless somebody else is involved. I really don't understand what the beef is. And then talking shit about him publicly, look what it did to you. I thought it was a joke that he put a restraining order on you. This shit is hilarious. It made it all the way up to the fucking news. I'm covering it. Shut up. God damn. Go do business like grown-ups. Shut the fuck up. This shit is wild. All right. So, stories out of Reuters, the Republicans National Committee on Friday announced relatively stringent limits on who can participate in the first 2024 presidential primary debate, posing a potential challenge for several long-shot contenders. Listen, the last time it was basically a fuck show, and anybody that wanted to run kind of just ran. A little really weird. And unfortunately, when they have these debate shows on TV, the rules of like 2 seconds, 3 seconds, you got 30 seconds to respond to that 10-second response. That shit is fucking stupid. That's not how humans speak. We need more time. They don't understand that. I don't give a fuck about ads. If the fucking next person that's going to be president, I need to hear a conducive conversation with that person for a fucking long stretch of time. And I'm going to be honest with you. It's got to be somebody other than Donald fucking Trump. I know he still got it. It's amazing how well that motherfucker can still speak. But can you, for the fucking life of me, make me understand why the fuck nobody else can? The debate rules require a candidate to reach 1% support in 3 national polls and register 40,000 individual donations in order to qualify for the debate in Milwaukee, which is set for August 23rd. Candidates will also need to receive donations from at least 200 unique donors per state in at least 20 states and territories, the RNC said. Now, this is good. This keeps the lollygaggers out of the fucking race. I'm too old to be dealing with your bullshit, and I don't want you up there bolstering and bullshitting to me because I'm brown or black people like loner because you think that we want to hear y'all say this stupid shit that y'all gonna fix that you're never gonna fix. Just get to it. What the fuck do you think you can do? And how can you fix this money situation right now that is honestly probably one of the most looming fucking death sentences that America has ever faced? Is looking at a world where the USD is not the fucking dollar of everything. It's terrifying to think what could happen. Really? I don't know. Maybe I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Huh? Maybe I'm just talking out my fucking ears. I'm not getting rid of TikTok shit. You shut up. This next story is out of the Wall Street Journal. We got two out of the Wall Street Journal. And this one, I don't even know what this one was about. Millions of borrowers need to make room in their budget. Oh, this is the student loan debt. I told you this shit wasn't going to last. Millions of borrowers need to make room in their budgets for monthly student loan bills starting August 30th. That shit came quick. Damn. That was fast and a bitch. When a 3-year freeze on payments and interest comes to an end, oh my God, and you're gonna get hit with new interest rates. That's just gonna be expensive. The pause began in March 2020 as a response to the coronavirus pandemic. Millions of federal student loan borrowers saw the pause repeatedly extended over and over the next 3 years, providing a once-in-a-lifetime break from payments and interest. But now, President Biden won't be able to hit the snooze button again due to the provision of the debt ceiling. That's goddamn right, you guys. Oh, my bad. Good job. They fucking came to an agreement on the debt ceiling. Woohoo. The fucking deal was reached, and it was bipartisan. Last year, the Biden administration announced a plan to eliminate up to $20,000 in federal student loan debt for qualified borrowers. The Supreme Court is expected to rule later this summer on whether that plan can move forward, and I highly doubt that's going to happen at this fucking point. You see, when the government decided to take that loan, you can't erase it because we, the people, now pay for your student fucking loans. That's why you have to pay it back. That's the debt. Who the fuck? Oh, my God. God damn it, the government. What's the next story? Okay, the next story is out of Wall Street Journal, too, and this is a story about an entrepreneur. He robbed a lot of people, and you're going to start hearing a lot of stories like this, and it's because we talked about these loans. I wish I had a fucking producer that could find the old clips that show this. A lot of these loans that people got at 1%, 2%, they're going to flip to 7, 8, 9%. And that was happening in January. Then the Fed started to fudge with the fucking numbers. So things kicked up quick. A lot of people got loans very, very low and were able to skate with very minimal fucking, very minimal risk because it was so low. Like, it was, money was damn, was free for some time. And then for the past couple years, it's been fairly fucking affordable. And it just recently took a turn. Multiple people investing in real estate in this fashion that we're going to speak of, in the fashion that DJ Envy's people were speaking of, that shit is dangerous and you shouldn't do it. I'm telling you right now, putting in a bunch of money for a bunch of people to buy a property, that shit should be limited to probably 5 or 10 people. And I think even that's stretching it. I think 5 is good just in case there needs to be meetings according to the property. Besides that, shouldn't be more than 5 people. And if it is, it should be a family. Family should own it. It's very difficult to see anything like this ever fucking come to fruition. The Wall Street Journal. Before Gavalee found his Real estate career. The 61-year-old immigrant from India was just another information technology worker putting in 60 hours a week in a, 60 hours a week for a middling job in Dallas last year. Galvin's company owned more than $500 million worth of Sunbelt apartment buildings with more than 7,000 units and was one of Houston's biggest landlords. That happened in a year? Over the past four years. Over the past 4 years, Galvin's built his real estate empire using funds from dozens of small investors who wanted a chance to earn a landlord's riches without any of the work. He pitched double your money returns in, what is that? Elublerate? I don't even know how to say that word. And can-do talks at investor conferences and YouTube videos. That's amazing. He was able to dupe you by saying, you just give me your money and I'll do all the work and then give you profits. The thing is, you got to give them losses too. They always forget that part. Not everybody wins in this situation because at some point, the person that establishes the deal is going to always try to win and you're fucked when you're below them. It's a pyramid scheme in the roughest form. His company had taken out a commercial real estate loan that carried floating interest rates. Remember, we talked about this earlier. Pizza, you stupid shit. Oh, that's right. pizza. Did you see that he was already charged by the feds for this shit before? I don't even know how the fuck he had a real estate license or a broker's license. Maybe they don't check for that shit out there, but I had to go through mad background checks to get my real estate license. That's fucking wild. These type of loans in 2021 offered initial rates as low as 3.5%. And everything changed when the Federal Reserve began raising rates last year, driving up monthly loan payments, inflation contributing to higher expenses. And what the fuck is Appleways? Appleways couldn't rise rent fast enough to keep a pace. That's another problem too, right? I know they say inflation's a motherfucker, but here's a funny statistic. Since 2000 to now, rents have increased almost 200%, and wage and income hasn't increased but 6 or 7% since 2000 to now. We don't keep up. Hey, bro, they raise rent at a 5% every year. They don't do that shit with raises. You don't see companies paying more and more and more. It never happens. I'm telling you, a good society, not a perfect society, a good society, we would have cycles and we only would work a job for 5 years. I promise you, we'd work like bees. That would fix a lot of fucking problems. So this company took out loans that were really cheap and they didn't pay them off fast enough. And then they got hit with a higher rate. Inflation hit. Less people are paying on time. Now you're defaulting on your loan. Now your investors are getting defaulted on, but they still want returns because they don't understand. Why am I taking a loss? I put in all my money. I need to be making wins all the time. See, people fail to understand that when you make an investment, you will lose. You will. The game is a lose-lose game. You only win for playing the long game. When it comes to investments, that's how that works. If you didn't realize that, it's never been a short-term thing. This whole cryptocurrency overnight NFT bullshit that got people thinking that that's how life really works, that's not true. This shit takes time. And everybody always lives with this YOLO, live in the moment fucking mentality. When I say live in the moment, I mean be here right now and enjoy this shit. Because this is the right now. I don't say live in the moment like fuck it off just cause. Hell no, motherfucker. Life is long. This is a real fucking misperception that life is short. It's long. If you're listening, life is long. You will sit here and you will fuck it off and you will look back and go, damn, I fucked up. I promise you. Galvin's one of the thousands of real estate entrepreneurs in the U.S. known as syndicators. So far, defaults have been rare, but real estate analysts and property investors anticipate a wave of foreclosures ahead. And they have. We've been calling this the wave. The wave is coming. Foreclosures are starting. People are defaulting left and right. It's starting to happen. The trends are coming. People are defaulting, meaning they're not paying on time. Some people are 2 months behind. Some people are 3 months behind. But we're showing patterns that people are behind, period. So there's less people on time. More people have fallen 2 months behind. And even more than that, just the consistency of being on time is starting to fade away. So people are starting to be very hesitant with borrowing money, which makes it harder for you to live anyway. Congress in 2012 opened the door to syndicators with the law that made it easier to market real estate investing online. The law intended to open financial opportunities to low-income people, greatly expanding. See, that's the problem. God damn it. That shit doesn't help poor people. In reality, to help poor people, you would help them get a home loan. If a poor person can pay for their rent for 5 years, they can afford a home loan. They just don't have the right credit or the knowledge of how to establish credit or enough income to put together a down payment. But if they can make a fucking rent payment for 5 years, they should be able to qualify for a home loan. That shit doesn't make any sense. Why not? You create shit like this so that now they're food for predators in the investment game. Syndicators largely favored apartment complexes in the South and Southwest where real estate prices were lower, rents were rising, and housing regulations were generally looser than many of the local. Oh my God, bro. They went taking advantage of people that ain't got no fucking money anyway. Jesus Christ. This is sick. Be careful. Don't invest in real estate in this fashion. I've always said you probably just need 3 or 4 properties. One for you, one. So you need your house. The house that pays for your house, so a duplex or a fourplex, and then another one. That should be enough. And then just live. I promise you, like, damn, don't live out of your means. That shit is enough. You're not trying to take over the fucking world. Not everybody has to be fucking Grant Cardone. With a few properties and a little bit of work, you should be able to live a decent fucking life and not have to pay fucking mortgage or rent for the rest of your life. And that's all I'll be trying to teach. Oh, my bad. I know. My mouth's been dry as shit. Goddamn weed. Is that zero sugar, them little juice packets? And that was the show! I think you did a great Friday show. I know. Nope, wrong one. Nope, this one. Here we go. All right, y'all. Y'all already know that on Fridays. No, we don't do nothing on Friday special. We just get the fuck up out of here. My name's Kasabian. Live in the moment. Don't live in the past. Be safe. Stay dangerous. Lavo loves you. What are you talking about? I thought you called me Chuck E. Cheese at first. That shit was funny. Take your breath away.